A Muslim American Utah man is stuck in Kenya after allegedly being told he could not return to the United States. Yusuf Abdi's attorney says airline officials told Abdi the U.S. government had placed a hold on him and wouldn't allow him to board his return flight back to Salt Lake City with his wife and children. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Abdi's attorney, James McConkie, is with the group Refugee Justice League. He says he's working with Utah's congressional delegation to get Abdi back home. He says Abdi, who is a U.S. citizen, flew to Kenya to bring his wife and children back to the U.S. McConkie says Abdi's family members all have valid U.S. passports or travel visas. Airline officials allegedly told Abdi his family could board the plane, but he could not. The entire family now remains in Kenya. McConkie says he's unaware of any reason the U.S. government would block Abdi's return to the U.S.
This is a religious leader who has no criminal record, has never had a criminal record, is an upright citizen and a contributor to our society and to Utah and to the people here in our community. And if there is some nefarious reason, the United States government better spit it out pretty quickly or it is illegal.
McConkie says if the matter isn't resolved soon, attorneys with his organization, Refugee Justice League, would consider filing a temporary restraining order against the federal government to prevent any further actions barring Abdi from returning. Whitney Evans, KUER News.